and also peanut prizes. The interview is taking place on January 3rd, 1990 in Clemson, South Carolina. The interviewer is Cassandra Aiken. We are talking to Mr. Walker. May I ask you your name, please? Your full name? Please tell us when and where you were going. Where were you going? And who were your parents? Who were your parents?
My parents were Arch and Walker and Junior.
And where were they born?
Sorry, I don't know.
Okay, who were your grandparents?
My grandparents, yeah. On my mother's side, I didn't think of Uncle Jack. He was a friend of his. He used to call him Uncle Jack. Everybody else called him Uncle Jack. When he was a kid, we come up calling him Uncle Jack. And you have a granddad.
Did your family own their own home?
No, no, no.
Did they rent the house?
Yeah.
Do you remember who they rent the house? Who did they rent the house by?
Some of the landowner. Like, he lived in there.
Did any of the older members of the family talk much about slavery? Did they talk much?
Well, very few of my older sisters tell the story about their grandmother, our grandmother tells. So that's all we know about slavery.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest sister and our grandmother sit down and talk to us about slavery. And that's all we know about slavery, is what she's telling us. And so, our granddaddy, we never did know him on the father's side. So we just had a grandmother on our father's side and a granddaddy on our mother's side. That's all we know about.
Okay. Where are the older members of your family buried?
Pardon me?
Where are they buried?
They old status buried.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy was buried over here on the side. My mother was buried over here on the side. That's where my company got me. The rest of my daddy's people were buried down to Dennis Peter.
Mm-hmm.
That's in Anderson County. That was in the city. My grandparents on the mother's side buried at Sweet, wasn't that?
Sweet Canyon.
Sweet Canyon. That's in Anderson County also.
Do you remember funerals in the family of community where you were young? Do you remember funerals in the family or community where you were young?
No, I still don't.
Yeah. What about marriages or weddings?
Weddings.
Do you remember weddings that took place?
The only wedding that we noticed in the children was our only sister. And our aunt, which we thought she was our sister, because our mother got her sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a girl to come and live with her so they can help take care of the children. My brother Hal and I was on the floor at the same time. My brother Hal was a year older than I am, but he didn't walk until I was. Never stayed on the floor. Didn't walk until he saw me walking, then he tried to walk, and he tried to walk.
What did your parents do for a living?
They done farm work, agriculture.
They were sharecroppers?
Yeah, sharecroppers.
What did your grandparents do for a living?
Grandparents? Dr. Miller.
Did you or your older relatives ever have to leave the area to find work?
Well, not necessary. No further from I'd say Old Corners to Clemson, right around the in the area.
Mm-hmm.
None of us have gone here away.
Did any other family work for the railroad?
No. None of my family that I know of have worked on the railroad.
What kind of jobs were open to black men?
Pardon me?
What kind of jobs were open to black men?
Was open for black? It just wasn't much. The black could be working real black men.
What?
Cooking toys and working on the farm for the white man or something. White man time was the work deal. That most that I could remember back then.
What about the black women?
What about what?
What kind of jobs were open to the black women then?
Now,
then.
Nothing, but it's, I said, as I said, a white guy owned this land. He was I was ready to do some work for him. You see, not working in your crop. Otherwise, in the summertime, in the fall, rather, I was dead that day. When you get through killing your crop, you have something more to do. You get high, you know, you might want to sow some grain or do something like that. That's the only kind of job that's available.
Where did the family shop?
Where did they start?
Where did they shop? Shop.
Stop farming?
No, shop.
Shop.
Where did
you buy the things?
Oh! Westminster was shop. They had some little side stores just like they have now. they go out to Westminster and they read the shop. Well, little something they got one of these little side stoves. And when they went by a girl for the expensive, they go to Westminster.
Did the family usually buy clothing or make their own?
Well, they made some of the clothing. They didn't make all the clothing. They made us children. They made us the clothing.
Mm-hmm.
But when they grown up, they buy their clothing. They made it. And my mother, though, she was a good sister. She made some dresses. But usually they bought these clothes, or they make them. They done the most they sewing for us youngsters.
Did the family raise food?
Family do what?
Raise their own food?
Yeah, mostly. Mostly they do that. Yeah.
What did they raise?
They raise corn, raise vegetables, raise the most, add hogs, here. So they raise the most. Yeah.
Did
they didn't have to do like we do now, that's about it. They raise it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What things did they have to buy? The things that they buy.
What things did they buy? Did they have to buy? Mm-hmm. Today, you
mean? These days? No, then.
Or back in their days.
Right.
Well, I don't know. They run out of soda, salt, sugar, coffee. They have to buy that again.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they had no food. The food was already there. Because they have made their own law and still have it. And they said it. So they had the advantage to make most of their living on these farms. Right. But that soil didn't make no extra money. They made the living in these homes. And there was no need to sell them out for money. They didn't know it. They didn't make any money.
Did anyone in the family make furniture?
Huh?
Did anyone in the family make furniture?
No.
Were any other members of your family preachers, singers, servers, needle workers?
Well, my daddy was a religious preacher. His first cousin was a religious preacher. I got a couple of second cousins this too.
Mm-hmm.
And for myself, I'm a deacon of the church. The other half is a deacon.
Mm-hmm.
for the child that concerned me, David Walker,
Do you remember hearing older members of the family talking about hard times or good times that happened before you were born?
No, not before I was born. No. I don't believe you had any good times. I don't believe you did. Because our grandmother used to tell us how things were going on. Men folks then, I tell you the truth, we were children. But growing up, the men folks were afraid of the white folks.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they were. They were afraid of them. Yeah, they were afraid of them. The Green High said he was afraid of them. They ought to have sense enough to try to keep up with the price of the thing that he got on the credit.
Mm-hmm.
In the store. They should have had, but they're afraid to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It let the man put on the price of everything. You can charge them where you please.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was no difference. They satisfied. They're afraid to go in the front to do it. I expect they'd have got in trouble a little, but that for the point.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They couldn't see for themselves. They had to take the white man away. Couldn't see for themselves. Some of them might have wanted to be rich. Sort of like the fella right down there. And then now, you might know. No, you don't know. But your family knows. What was his name?
Yeah.
Huh?
Who? You got him there.
This guy that you see there with death down there.
Oh, you're talking about Elijah Wright.
Elijah Wright, you see there with death down there. And he got some gel in the cotton and he had three bales down.
Mm-hmm.
He sold those bales of cotton. And the man divided it, gave the rice his part out of it, and he took his part. And after that, after they finished, done gave rice his money. And rice said, well, I got another bale down there. Let's get ready and sell it. Got another bale? Oh, I got to figure again. Had to go back and figure again. Wanted to, I mean. Rice wouldn't let him do it. No, he told him he's going to sell that cotton and give him his share. And he done it, too. But you see, our pants, if they'd have been strict like Rice, they could have gotten more out of them, so. Yes, sir. Although he ran them off at him, giving his stay out of it, because he made him leave. Didn't want him any longer. So that's what our parents had to come up against.
Uh-huh.
Something like that. dangerous for them to, some of them to do it. They weren't scared of one man, I don't get, sure. Mm-hmm. But you see, the point is, a white man ain't gonna come after you by himself. No, he won't do it. He'll bring a crowd, 3 or 4, to get one man.
Mm-hmm.
But he ain't coming by himself.
Mm-hmm.
No. So that's the difference. They're gonna gain it. If he didn't gain, he's letting you get well. And which he will, with some of these guys. So they right now to work on him. Yes, he did. But he had to come across with it.
Do you remember the flu epidemic of 1917 to 1918?
Huh?
Do you remember the flu epidemic?
Yeah, I remember. Yes, everybody had the flu except me and my sister Marge. We didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't ever get it. It's all in the house. And everywhere you go around there, we didn't get it. That was strange.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get it. So you're the only two who didn't ever get it. But down in Regis and years, when the food come around, I usually get part of it. Most of it gone. Yeah. But back then, several people, you know, you hear tell us, back then, died with that thing. But, we didn't even get it.
Did any members of your family die?
No. Yeah, everybody struggled around in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
In my family.
Did any members of your family serve in World War I?
No, well, I had an uncle. That's all. Well, Uncle Henry, that's another.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Henry, he lived in Tennessee. He had it there. And ain't very sure he had to say it anymore. That's the closest to come to my family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Had to say it anymore. My uncle.
What church denomination did your family belong to?
Well, Old Zion Baptist Church. Yeah, my mother and father, sister, brother. That's my only sister. Yeah. St. Matthew, and all the rest of it in Zion. Then Aunt Nathan, she was a promised land, yeah.
Do you remember camp meetings?
Hmm?
Do you remember camp meetings?
Camp meetings?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we used to go one right up between me and Seneca. Oh, the people used to be there. One in San Francisco. one in Santa Cruz. And she goes there. And yeah, had a lot of fun. When we was young, they think.
Mm-hmm.
We wasn't looking for nothing but fun. There's a lot of fun out there. But now, when we go to London, we're not looking for fun. It changed up like that. Yeah, young folks looking for fun. And then they go older, then they looking for something. The most of them out there, back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you attend singing conventions?
Huh?
Singing conventions when you were young?
You what, man?
Singing conventions.
Oh, yeah, I went to singing conventions. Oh, yeah,
what were they like?
Oh, we loved that. That's singing. By the way, as a group, we had a group, all of us involved. And there were times for singing and dancing, we used to get together and practice and get ready. Gideon was the manager.
Mm-hmm.
Abby sang one song. That's around Westland. Gideon had to ever come back and sing another. He wanted to hear that same song again.
Mm-hmm.
We jumped out there. Singing on that. The Gideon said, yeah, he's good. Had a good one, he's a little Jim Walker. All of us walked. He wasn't a soul in that group, but that's Walker. Place good, and brothers and sisters. Place good, brothers and sisters. That made the group.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you go to school when you were a child?
What?
Where did you go to school?
Over to West Memphis. We lived in West Memphis. Now, I see Addis went to see some at West Memphis. But she had most of us who was in Seneca.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved from Westminster down in Mill Corner to Ness, Seneca.
Mm-hmm.
So she went to see East End because back then
mm-hmm.
she's the only one in the school in Seneca.
Mm-hmm. Where did your parents attend school?
Where did we?
Your parents, where did they go to school?
Oh, I don't know. I guess it's somewhere in Anderson County. I'm pretty sure. When we moved out from Anderson County, I'd say five, six, maybe seven. And the older sister, I guess she might be 10, 15, somewhere along that.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved out of Anderson County.
How many years did you attend school?
Pardon?
How many years did you attend school?
My brother had, and I didn't stay in school the whole school time, but we went to school about, back then, children didn't go to school until they were about, what, maybe about seven, six or seven.
Seven?
Around 7 years. Yeah. And I guess we stayed, went to school every year. We opened for about, eight or 10 years, I guess we were, that age. Now, I was at a shop up